Non-small cell lung cancer has now joined lung cancer as having two targeted biologics with activity, and like colon cancer, there's great interest in combining targeted agents and possibly even eliminating chemotherapy in some patients. Dr. Roy Herbst reviewed several papers from ASCO looking at new targeted agents and combinations, and he began by discussing his own work with a combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab.
The phase 1-2 trial has already been reported in JCO. The concern was for bleeding and to not give full dose of both drugs. There was a concern about hypertension as well. So there was a dose escalation. Bottom line, you could give full dose of both drugs. That's very nice. One of the thoughts here is with targeted therapy, we combine with chemo or radiation therapy. The idea that two targeted therapies are combined and you can avoid the myelosuppression and neurotoxicity was a very attractive approach, an all-biologic regimen. And then, of course, we had 40 patients in our trial, and these data are published. Just to note that there are no brain metastases, not even treated. All the patients have non-squamous tumors, so most have adenocarcinoma. They're all heavily pretreated. All had at least one, but many had two or three priors. The response rate was reasonably high, but again, it's a two-center study. At this think tank last year, people were somewhat skeptical that the data, they came from two major centers, MD Anderson and Vanderbilt, but 65% stable disease, and we audited this. The fact that 85% of patients did not progress at 8 weeks, confirmed 4 weeks later, were quite nice. Median survival of 12.6 months and the one-year survival of 50+%. Toxicity-wise, mostly rash and diarrhea, low-grade, no hemoptysis in a selected trial at two centers. So these data look good, especially in reference to BR21. So we went forward with a randomized phase 2 trial, a very conservative development plan. This is a 120-patient study. Actually, I think it's very significant that Lou Fehrenbacher presented these data at ASCO from Kaiser. So really, this was taken to the community. Let's see how the data hold up. It was expanded a little bit, one of these trials designed by committee. So there's chemotherapy with docetaxel pemetrexed plus placebo, chemotherapy, docetaxel pemetrexed plus bevacizumab, and then you have bevacizumab or erlotinib, 40 patients in each arm. The bottom line is bevacizumab enhances in the second-line setting both with the EGFR inhibitor erlotinib or with chemotherapy. Now, these results are reasonably good as far as time to progression, but because the numbers are small, the hazard ratio is 0.66 for the chemo combination or 0.72 for erlotinib. The hazard ratios, the 95% confidence intervals, do cross 1, so these are not statistically significant data at this time, but they're suggestive of the trend and certainly help confirm the data from the early trial. And then you can merge the two arms that got bevacizumab either with chemotherapy or with erlotinib versus the arm one, the control, either pemetrexed or docetaxel. And again, this is just borderline significant now. But again, it looks like things are certainly moving in the right direction. The next step is phase 3, but certainly one feels more enthusiastic about phase 3 at this point. Now, toxicity and drug discontinuation due to AE, and much less for the arm that got the less toxic EGFR bevacizumab combination, SAEs significantly less. But full disclosure, bleeding was seen now with this drug, both with bevacizumab and erlotinib. One of them was a hemoptysis, a death. And in the 40 patients who got bevacizumab chemotherapy, there were grade 5 drug-related AEs, 3 patients with hemoptysis. No patients had hemoptysis on the chemotherapy alone. So toxicity-wise, the bevacizumab erlotinib combination looked a bit better as far as the decreased need for drug discontinuation. SAEs were far fewer. But grade 5 deaths, there was one grade 5 death on the bevacizumab erlotinib arm, and that was due to hemoptysis. There were 3 on the bevacizumab chemotherapy arm, and 2 of those were due to hemoptysis. And there were 2 on the chemotherapy alone arm, and none of those were due to hemoptysis. So this is 3 deaths from hemoptysis in about 80 patients. So it's a smaller trial, but about the same levels that were seen in the ECOG study. My strong feeling is that these data support the phase 3 studies. There might be some groups that say, well, why not just use the combination? I don't think we nearly have enough data yet for that. But we certainly have enough data to be very enthusiastic about the beta trial, which is looking at 650 patients in the second line setting with erlotinib placebo versus erlotinib bevacizumab. This is well over 200 in its accrual now, picking up after ASCO. And then the ATLAS trial frontline, which is a very nice trial. It's giving us chemotherapy combination data with different drugs plus the bevacizumab and then randomizing to bevacizumab with placebo, basically the ECOG arm, and then bevacizumab erlotinib. Those of you who remember from the TRIBUTE study, there was a suggestion that erlotinib maintenance had an effect. Now, perhaps the effect is greater with the bevacizumab.